Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Talking about this government shutdown, and I tried to think of it in a nonpartisan manner. And the best analogy I could come up with is this. You have stock. Your 401k is tied up in a company. And the CEO says, you know what? We need to expand. We need to build new factories. We need to make more products. And the CFO says, we can't afford that. We'll go bankrupt. You're out of your mind. So they then decide, you know what? Let's send all the employees home and pay them until we figure out what we're going to do. Now, I know the people are not getting paid now, but the bill has already been passed in both houses. President said he's going to sign it to give them back pay. And I'm asking you, leaving the politics out of it, would you want a company run that way? And is it different when it comes to the government? Richard Benedetto joins us now, our friend, adjunct professor of journalism at American University, a retired White House correspondent. Morning, Richard.
Good morning, Tommy.
Is my analogy far off there or not?
No, I think it's a pretty good analogy. I think that the public, the American public, expects its government to perform at least reasonably well. And when things start to break down, and the longer that carries on, the more angry the public becomes. It's not a good way to run, but that's the system we're involved in right now. When you have two recalcitrant forces working on loggerheads, it's a problem.
So let's go back, if we can, Richard, and so each side is spinning it a different way. Republicans are saying it's the Democrats. Democrats are saying it's the Republicans. Who was willing to do what, when, and who changed their mind when and why?
Well, I don't think that the Democrats were ever willing to do anything with regard to the wall. And as long as President Trump was making the wall a condition for agreement, that was a non-starter for them. And so, therefore, the word compromise never comes up. You would assume in a democratic dispute that, and I mean small d democratic, when you assume in a dispute that somebody has to give a little bit each side. It's not that one person holds all the cards. The way the media have proposed and presented this issue is that the Democrats hold all the cards, and because they were elected in 2018 midterms to run the country, which is not true. They weren't elected to run the country. They were only elected to run the House. And so compromise has to be, but that's not a part of how we talk about this issue.
Run their House, and I would add, maybe incorrectly, when you're talking about the House, to represent their districts, right?
That's right. That's right. And so, there's been not any willingness on the Democrats' part to give an inch, not even an inch. And so, therefore, when you have that kind of a loggerhead, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, I think maybe I said it wrong, but I don't know that you can say it was as much of a referendum against Donald Trump as much as in each district where the Democrats gained a seat. Maybe for that district, it was a referendum against Donald Trump, but I think it'd be a long way to say that was an indicator of how the nation feels. Am I wrong there, Richard?
No, you're not. I think you're right. And the thing is that most of those Democrats who were elected and won Republican seats in the midterm elections did not run against the wall. They ran basically on very moderate issues rather than those kinds of rigid anti-wall, anti-immigrant, pro-immigrant issues. Those were not the things that elected them. But the Democrats are acting as if this was a referendum on the wall, which it was not.
You've covered politics for a long time, and I can see this both ways. I can see it as, I'm in a hole now, may as well keep digging till somebody helps me out, however you want to say it, in terms of compromise. Or the other way is, man, this is deep enough. We got to get out of here, so let me compromise with somebody to get a handout, and that's on both sides. Politically, who's got the advantage here? Does anybody? How does this end?
Well, I think that the media have. I'm a media scholar, and I watch what they're doing. Now you see the New York front page of the New York Times today, and I'll right on the front page there's a graphic talking about during the government shutdown a typical federal worker hasn't been paid, and it talks about how a typical federal worker has missed $5,000 in pay from the shutdown so far. Then it talks about Trump summoning thousands of federal employees back to work without pay. The Washington Post has similar kinds of headlines. Trump to blunt shutdown's impact. Trump calls back 50,000 federal workers unpaid. Federal workers' morale plunges as impasse threatens the promise of government jobs. Now I don't know what's the shutdown is stressing the nation's air safety system. U.S. lettuce industry wary wants FDA back on the job. Wary of health concerns. The pressure is all on the president to reopen the government. And as long as the media keep playing that, he's going to have to capitulate at some point.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate your time as always, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again about this.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
Hey, a little pull for the Saints this weekend, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I will.
All right. Richard Benedetto, adjunct professor of journalism at American University, former White House correspondent.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.